A 2011 law allows the governor to replace school board members if their district is placed on accredited probation for board governance issues. Because the law is new, it hasn't been enacted much. Brad Bryant is a liaison between the governor's office and the committee. Earlier this week, when asked if he'd meet with the committee today, he said,
"I do not know, simply because this has never been done before."
That newness has caused some uncertainty in the county. Parent Kirk Lundy is with Concerned Citizens for a Unified DeKalb. He's uneasy about the uncharted territory.
I think that this is just something that's unpleasant. The governor probably feels it's unpleasant, and we're trying to do the best that we can to get through this. And if we have appointed representation until the next election in 2014, then so be it.
Lundy says holding special elections before 2014 would be the fairest way to proceed. Scott Holcomb is a Democratic state representative from DeKalb County. He agrees with protecting the rights of voters, but says special elections may not be feasible because the district is under tight deadlines from its accrediting agency, the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools.
My major concern is the timing. SACS expects an update in May, and then we have to have the work done by the end of the year.
As for the uncharted territory,
I might have more apprehension if I weren't in the meetings and listening to the views of both the governor and the committee that he's appointed. I think that they are very well-intentioned. I think that they're smart.
However quickly the replacements are named, the process could drag on. The state Supreme Court could hear a challenge to the law that authorizes the governor to replace school board members. And under that law, the suspended members may petition the governor to keep their seats. Martha Dalton, WABE News.